Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Is an aloof bitch. You freaking bitch!
I've never seen so much dong in my life.
He's a grade A bitch.
Grade A prime bitch.
Google me, bitch.
Lace him up, you little bitch. Let's
that
go.
That you want, you bitch.
He won't even return his calls. You freaking bitch.
He's a bitch.
What is up with that?
Grade A prime bitch.
Freaking punch it, bitch.
I'm gonna show you my boots.
Black, please. Thank
Black
you.
Dong.
Isachi. Uh-huh.
Hold on, everybody.
We think.
You're not running for president of Asia.
Yeah. President. Where did we get president of Asia?
Don't lump me into that. It was you.
You're not like, running for president of Asia.
Yeah. I don't remember that at all. Is that recent?
That was like, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago or something. It was not that recent. I don't remember the context.
I enjoy it. I'm just like, wonder where we were going with that. Or where I was going with that. That I don't know. But I rarely do.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that...
No, it doesn't. It's just...
You know.
It happens. As Trump likes to say, we weave. The weave. The art of the deal. Weave.
I love cows.
We do love cows.
Blaze is only down 20.
Yeah, so much for my 12 and a half seems like a lot of points. And Jeremy Grant is playing. Doesn't matter.
That's got backdoor cover written all over it.
I'm glad I didn't touch it. That's what we thought when we live bet the my buddy live bet the Memphis Grizzly game. He was getting like 31 or 32. He thought this is a lock backdoor cover. Wrong. Wrong. Lost by like 40.
Well, there's a what do you call him? Like an influencer type person?
Yeah. Is it There may not be, and look, it's probably just jealousy on my part because it seems like the greatest job in the world. Like, you're an influencer, but if you're an influencer, just know that I probably hate you. Like, that just, is there a more
Why don't you respect the craft?
Is there someone, a group of someones that is more insufferable than influencer?
I don't know any influencers. I don't know. I just know that. Is Jake Paul considered an influencer?
Jake Paul is considered an influencer. Yes. A very successful
one. I wanted to see him get his ass kicked.
Yeah, and like I said, I had no hatred.
But he seemed fine. Like I don't consume much Jake Paul.
Yeah, I don't either. But
you know, when I heard him leading up to the fight and then after the fight with Tyson,
yeah,
you know,
no, I mean, he's
fine.
He's
I think he's toned it down. Maybe
he's a smart guy and he's a very good business guy. It's just, it's the idea.
He doesn't seem very talented though. Well, is he super talented?
He's talented at making money.
I just mean like,
I don't know what he does other than he just,
like, what is his, what
he started what is, as a YouTube streamer.
Yeah, he had a YouTube
I know, but what does he do on there?
He's a jackass guy. He just runs
around.
Like
pranks and stuff.
Okay. Pranks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know. Honestly,
I think
didn't
it
even
started
know.
As that, but it has since morphed like 12 times over.
Okay, so yeah, does have some talent.
Yeah, but it's
talented capturing people's attention.
Yeah, and it's like that. It's like you see there were some dudes in Britain, and their one was they would go into people's homes. They would just open doors and walk in and refuse to leave. Like that was their influencer prank. And then there was the other guy. The one guy got shot, and I've never felt, I'm not going to say happy.
Less bad.
There was a guy, and he would, on his phone, he would have like a computer voice that said like, tickle my pickle or something. Some stupid thing. And he would just go up to people at like food courts, and he was a big guy. And he would lord over them and then just play that message over and over and over again. And there was a guy picking up food, and he was like, dude, leave me alone. And he just kept going, and the dude turned and shot him. Took one in the gut, and the guy didn't die. But I was like, I don't want to see anyone shot, but at the same time, I'm like, dude, what? It that crap.
So does that qualify as an influencer, or is that a content creator?
I think that's kind of
the
same.
Are they one and the same? Because I feel like hots can just be hot and be like, go buy my vitamins, go buy my herbal tea.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. they're not. You know,
yeah,
lording over people
point.
In food courts. So, like, there probably is a line between them, but I don't know what it is.
I just don't fault anyone. If you can make a living doing that, what a great living. Like, more power to you. I just know that I, on a deep personal level, probably don't like anything about you. But I respect your ability to make money, seemingly not having a real job. But I'll bet you there's more to that, to be successful and make a living out of it. It's like the Kardashian thing. You can hate them all you want and say they don't have any talent, but there is a talent. They make money. They get people to pay attention.
Well,
same thing with Jake Paul.
I'm guessing they don't care what you think.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, they're clearly good at what they do. I just don't know what they do.
I guess they just tap into other people's feelings.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how are people feeling? Give them something, you know, what do people want?
Yeah.
Yeah, when they're scrolling, you know. I don't know.
They figured something.
Something. Yeah. Anyway, this woman, not an influencer, an actress. Mm-hmm. I misspoke. She is being widely panned on the internet. She is a Mexican ex-soap opera star.
Okay.
Super hot. Big up tops. You know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
She is also a... that's where I got the influencer thing. She's a fitness influencer.
Yeah, okay.
So she's on...
That makes sense.
The IG doing, you know...
Yeah.
Body,
fitness bits.
Body pumps and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she got up in the middle of a flight recently, and it was a very long flight. It doesn't exactly say where she was going.
Yeah, I see it here.
She did a full-on workout for herself.
She is a hot.
In the aisle of the flight.
Yeah. Yeah, I
What do you think about that? What would you do if that was on your flight?
Stare.
Would that... Would that bother you? I mean, is that not obnoxious?
I'll tell you what. If it was, yeah, if it's in my seat, like, because she's
in the aisle.
If that's by my aisle, that's not going to happen. We're putting a stop to that.
Are you going to do tackler? You going to Terry Tater?
No, but I would hit my call button, or I'd put my foot out. Like, we're not doing that. Like, we're not. I would get up nonstop to go to the bathroom and walk by her in the aisle. I would do whatever, because she could hit me with it. There's nothing stop me from doing my workout, and I would respond with, "You don't know the amount of stubborn that you're about to deal with, because there's nothing to stop me from walking up and down the aisle. And by walking up and down the aisle, I mean every just four seats back and forth. You will move somewhere else. I'm just like, you can do it away from me, but you will not do it in front of my seat. That would not happen."
So she, instead of light stretchy, so she says She was feeling crazy after nearly 35 hours in the air on airplanes.
That does seem like a long time.
I'm guessing that's an exaggeration.
I'm sure it is.
But okay.
Yeah.
Instead of doing some light stretching or walking down the aisle, she opted to execute an intense multi-step full-body workout in the middle of the cabin.
Oh, yeah, dude. She's going nuts here in the video.
Yeah, she's clad in an eye mask and pajamas. Yeah. Pajamas. She's running in place in the aisle. Then she proceeds to perform a series of squat jumps as if she's in a CrossFit class.
Yeah, while filming herself, by the way.
Well, of course. It's for the gram.
Yeah.
All the while, her husband is nonchalantly scrolling through his phone while sitting in a seat.
Yeah. Yeah, this wouldn't go down. Now, again, if I'm four aisles away, whatever.
I mean, that's really obnoxious.
Yes.
So
that's her husband that she's kind of facing?
Yeah.
Okay. At least that's not...
scrolling through his phone.
I guess she's facing someone, but her ass is in someone's face.
Not his.
I would think you'd want it the other way around. Like, you'd want the ass to the husband and the face to the other person.
Because she got a great ass, and you got your head all the way up it.
Well, anyway, I saw that and thought of you.
Someone saying watching a hot woman work out sounds terrible. Look, don't get me wrong. She's a hot one. She's all covered up, so it's not like you're seeing anything. And even if you did, it's just rude. And I guess that's my problem that I have with a lot of the influencers and content creators is they do rude things and they get attention for them. And that just seems fundamentally wrong to me. That they just like the public pranks that they do. And so when something bad happens to these people, I'm like, yeah, it's welcome to karma. You just got to be, it's fascinating the amount of crap that they're willing to get. I guess people let them get away with, because no one really wants to cause a scene. I don't mind causing a scene. We're okay. I'll take one for the team on this.
This guy says, "And that there is how they get paid."
Yeah, that is.
I guess so. Yeah, she. Damn it, we fell for it again. She, we're talking about her.
We didn't mention her by name, though. At least.
Yeah, I don't know what her name is.
I don't know. Her name is Hot. She's
very hot.
She's very hot.
Very hot.
Yeah. And again, if you can make a living being hot, it's a great living.
Just
do it away from
people's awareness of how rude they can... It boggles my mind.
Well,
sometimes.
The staggering thing to me is I think the awareness often is there and they just don't care.
Yes.
Like, it's not that they're unaware.
Which is worse.
I think what's worse is knowing and being aware and not giving a rip. That is way worse than being oblivious, I think.
See, I have more respect for the, I don't care, I'm going to do this, I know, I'm fully aware, I just...
I have a harder time blaming the person who doesn't know they're doing it.
Well, but I don't, because I feel like the awareness should be there, and you are super lazy if you're not aware.
But if you are aware and you're doing it anyways, then you're just a jerk. At least the other way, you're just an idiot, not a jerk.
Correct. I would rather... I think I'm okay with the jerk.
Give me the idiot, because if you explain it to them, they might understand that they're putting other people out.
But they don't, though. People don't do that. You explain anything to anybody anymore, they're... You know,
And I don't know. I just think people are afraid. This happens a bunch. People always film stuff in gyms. Right, like if you know, I know you don't go to the gym a lot, but where you go, do people film?
Not where I go. The gym I go to has a lot of olds, so not so much.
Yeah, I see people filming, and I will not go out of my way to walk in front of anyone's camera. Like, I'm not trying to bother anyone.
A lot of filming in there.
Yeah, people film a lot, and I'm like, all right, whatever, man. But I will also not go out of my way to accommodate you. I am going to do exactly what I'm doing. And if there is an issue with that, you can kiss my ass. And occasionally, but like I said, if there's an easy path to just walk around it, I'll walk around it. But I've had people get a little huffy because you're in the background, or they'll say, "Do you mind? Do you care if you're in the background?" And I always say, "No, I'd rather not be. I don't need to be in your video." And
you don't want to get famous, dude?
No. And you'd be amazed at how many people get huffy with that. And my response to it is, kiss my ass. Like, I do not. And then they're always amazed that I push back, and I push back hard. I have no tolerance for it. Because, again, if that's what you're choosing to do, great. But no one else has to be a part of it, and no one else needs to accommodate you because you want to put something on Instagram. And you sure as hell shouldn't go out of your way to prank or do something that negatively affects other people. When you do that crap, dude, I hope you something bad happens to you. I hope that someone, let's say some calamity befalls you. That's karma.
All right. Are you a narcissist? The Christmas tree experiment. Mm. That next on The Fan. Are you a narcissist?
We'll find out. It's like the shopping cart thing. Or that was to find out if we were a terrible human being, right?
Well, actually, I shouldn't have asked that question. Yeah. That was the wrong question.
Okay.
Question redacted. Got it. What I should have asked was, do you want...
You're doing great. Take your time.
I think I might have already screwed this up, but... When do you want to put up your Christmas tree?
When or...
When.
When.
Yeah.
I used to put it up like a day or two after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So, Thanksgiving weekend. Usually that weekend, the Thanksgiving weekend, a Saturday or a Sunday, the tree will usually make an appearance. But almost never before Thanksgiving.
If you can't wait to put up your Christmas tree, you might be a narcissist.
Really? Wow. So I'm not a narcissist because I've never put it up.
No, I think you are.
But I've never put it up before Thanksgiving.
No.
No?
It says right here.
So I am a narcissist. I'm always the last one to know.
No, see, this is why I screwed this up.
Okay.
Because I asked the wrong question. And because no one is going to admit after hearing that, they're like, oh, well, yeah, I don't want to put up my Christmas tree. Mm.
So it's not whether
you know what I'm saying?
It's not whether I put it up, it's whether I want to put it up.
I think that's right. I think that's what she's saying. So this is a psychologist.
Okay.
And she says, when you choose to deck the halls, says a lot about you.
Yeah.
Psychologist Carmen Hera says that putting up your decorations early can reveal concealed emotions and subconscious behavioral tendencies, including narcissism.
Really?
She says narcissists derive a sense of high satisfaction from being the center of attention, from being praised and applauded. It makes sense, then, that these character traits can easily be fulfilled by turning one's house into a winter wonderland for the entire neighborhood to admire.
So would that work for all holidays? Because when can you say the same thing applies for, you know, people that go all out no matter what? Like, you know,
never Halloween. Thought about that.
Makes sense.
Possible.
I mean, right? And by the way, I'm not going to say anyone by name. I know this person. I know this family. And by this logic, that is 100% correct. 100%.
She said that on top of giving some a chance to show off, it also may give people the opportunity to portray a picture-perfect family. Ah, with matching PJs and all. Right, Buck?
I knew we were going down this road.
Fights and rifts are common in all clans, but some people feel the need to cover up the truth of what's going on inside their households with lights and tinsel in November. And she adds, matching family jammies.
This goes back to the performative art piece.
We're just covering up all those warts.
Yeah, kind of think that.
She added that decorating early might be a mechanism for some people to fill a void, to feel happiness when they otherwise wouldn't.
Ah, your family doesn't make you happy, therefore the decorations will.
Yes, that's correct.
I guess I've had this, not the narcissist thing, but I've often thought of people that go over the top with decorating and then like complain about it. I've always wondered if maybe there's, you know, that's one of those...
You're not really complaining. You kind of love it.
Yeah, down. You
complain about it. What do you mean?
Well, it's like how much work it is, and I don't know why I do this. And you're like, I know why you do it.
God, it took me 8 hours to get all the inflatables up this year. Yeah. And
you're, again, that's I wouldn't necessarily pinpoint narcissist, but I've always thought that person is doing it specifically for them. It's like, oh, I'm spreading holiday joy. No, you want people to look at you, and you know, I know exactly who this is, and I'm like, that everything that psychologist is saying, it to me is a T.
So
people love to do the
what
I'm doing good for others, but in reality I just want someone to say that I'm a great person and give me a pat on the back.
I mean, most of what people do is for themselves, whether it's disguised well or not.
Yes.
But you pass the test because she says that if you are one of the few people who has had their lights in place since October, then you like to be the first to do things. You enjoy planning and executing well ahead of schedule. You also correctly anticipate the holiday rush and wish to avoid it. She said these are all lumped in with narcissism.
Oh.
So you win.
Look at that. I will say that for me, having a festive house or the tree up and everything, it just puts me in a good mood. Like, I like it, but I don't. I guess I never go over the top. We have very simple decorations, and I never feel the need to then show other people. That's the other one that I'm also fascinated by is you the people that decorate, and then immediately it's got to go on Instagram because look at my house. That's always the one where I'm like, again, are you doing that for you or are you doing it for others? I truly believe that most of the decorating and holiday stuff I do is because it generally brings me happiness.
Well, here's the thing. I got news. I'm afraid that Instagram is for you and not for others. The whole institution of it. Anything you put on there, right?
Yes.
I mean...
Yeah. I just think, in general, social media has led to... we've never had a more... And this is saying something. I don't think we've ever had a more narcissistic, self-centered society in the history of mankind than what we have right now. And it goes back to my theory of, like, when you go on... This is the other one that I would say, like, for my test, my narcissist test would be this. If I go on your Instagram or I go on your Facebook page and I find the most famous place you've been, right? Whether that's Grand Canyon, Mount Rushmore, Vatican, whatever, right? The most important or historically or just significant place you've ever been. You know where I'm going with this?
No. Nope.
Are you in the photo?
What do you mean?
So if I went to the Grand Canyon and I were to take a photo of the Grand Canyon, my photo would be of the Grand Canyon.
Not with you in
I'm guessing 99% of the people, and then maybe let's say 90%. It is not of the Grand Canyon. It is of your dumb head leering, look at the Grand Canyon, but also...
Well, but I can go and see cool pictures of the Grand Canyon online. I want to see Jason's dumb head was there. So
yeah, so they're saying, you're saying that they're saying, hey, look where I am.
Yes. It is not about the Grand Canyon. It is not about anything that is, you know, you can go stay, like, you can be in the Louvre, the most beautiful art in the world, and someone will take a photo in front of something, this masterpiece, you know, and then you're like, yeah, I know you want to look at David, but hey, by the way, check out how awesome I am. And by the way, I'm also going to take 17 photos and make sure that I pick the one that is the cutest, where I look the absolute best. Like, we've become so narcissistic that we don't take photos of anything anymore. We just take photos of us with really cool stuff in the background. And that, to me, is maybe my most troubling thing, is when you're somewhere beautiful. We were in Tahoe last year, and we were eating right on this this beautiful restaurant with a deck, and it was the golden hour, sun sinking down, and dude, it was like salmon coming to spawn. Like, you just saw, like, just everyone descend, because it was this great view out over the lake, and we sat there and watched, and we probably saw 20 people take a photo of that beautiful sunset. Do you care to guess how many people actually took a photo of the sunset? Probably 20. We watched 18 to 20 people.
2 This is a tough one. 5.
1.
Damn it.
We had 1 person, and when it happened, we were like, holy crap, that person actually took a photo of the sunset. And then they were like passing the phones around so that everyone could get the... hey, take a photo. And some people don't even want that. They want the selfie, because it's not as cool if someone takes a photo of you. You want the selfie of you and your other with the Tahoe.
Well, listen, I don't look really at Instagram at all.
Yeah.
I don't have Facebook. I really don't have any of it. But I do remember that when I did, it was obvious, you know, like when you go to someone's page and it's just all pictures of them.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, oh, Yeah. Okay, well, I know what you're all about.
And that's just...
And I just always wonder, do those people know that?
Yeah.
Do they care?
Well, and it's... The other creepy one, too, is when next time you're on vacation and a bunch of people are taking photos, and families, and watch the little kids that are like 5, 6, 7 years old, because they all pose. Like, you'll watch the little girls, and they know all of the... We've all seen the Instagram poses, right? Where it's like you know, they do the, all girls do the leg in front, hip out, turn, right? And like the faces and all that. Little kids know how to pose. They all go through and you're like, whoa. Like, it's, that one is a mind, you know what, for me. When little kids are just conditioned, the parents will be like, hey, let me take a photo of you. And the kids immediately go into Instagram pose mode. And you're like, yikes. Dude, that is hardwired early in kids. And then you got to wonder, like, and then the kids like edit their photos. When you're 6 and 7, 8 years old and you're editing your photos to post, what does that do? What does that do for you?
You're going to be such a great old man. Well, it's going
to
be great.
Like, can you imagine like what that does to your sense of self-worth and like what you actually look like? And then you're used to putting out, hey, this is me, but it's not what you look like. And then when you see yourself in the mirror, you see an undoctored photo of you. From a little kid's perspective, that can't be healthy. That can't be good and normal.
All right, we got a break. So none of us are narcissists because we don't put up our tree early.
Hmm.
Although I'd kind of fight her on that.
She wants to put it up?
No, the psychologist.
Oh.
I don't know. That's kind of a dumb theory.
Bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, but I see
a dumb theory.
I see where she's coming from.
Yeah, but a lot of people, you know.
Most people just want to be in the holiday cheer. Yeah.
Yes. It's the only thing that makes them happy.
Yeah.
Because the world sucks. I'm like, well, might as well put up my Santa.
Now you've had enough.
Maybe it's just that simple.
Maybe it's that simple.
Coming up next, Tarantula Guy. Here's Buck.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've lost Rob.
It happens.
Yeah. I think he's out taking some selfies. He's out social man. He's doing his social media training.
Resourceful little bitch.
I don't know if anyone hates social media more than Isaac Rob.
Maybe you.
Nah, I think he wins it. I don't mind social media.
Balls.
I don't necessarily mind social media. I just think what social media.
You only hate everyone on it.
Well, I think what it's become. I think it's bad. I think it's bad for people. Like, I get that social media connects people supposedly, and it's supposed to be this thing where we can share information and all that. But I really do think, especially with kids, I think it's a really, really bad thing. I think it's really, really negative. And I think it's leaked in to parts of society and life that we didn't anticipate. And I just can't think of many positives. Rob turned me on to a documentary, What was that? What was the Instagram documentary?
The Instagram one. Well, I don't think it was
It was about it was social media.
Social media.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good one. Boy, I'm gonna have to look it up.
Yeah, it's really good, but at the same time, it's kind of spooky about like it.
Yeah, I mean, how they brainwash you.
About how they. It's yeah. Your
I think it's called The Social Dilemma.
The Social Dilemma.
It's on.
Oh, I've seen that one. That
yeah.
one's good.
Yeah. There's people that like started Very in the good. Early days of like Facebook and Instagram that want nothing to do with it. They're like, I'm telling you guys that they are. It is heroin, and you hear stories about like these kids, and again like. Anxiety levels and depression levels and
well they should play The Social Dilemma in schools.
Yes.
There's also another one that's really good. Have you guys seen The Great Hack? It's about basically how everyone agrees to all the terms and conditions of every app, and they take all your information. They end up just funneling more stuff that you're going to fall into right back to you.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Yeah. Look, I mean, we're all entitled to do whatever, and I'm not saying that being on Instagram or having a bunch of followers, again, if you can make a living that way, more power to you. But like, I've seen literally people that will tank their life, like really like ruin relationships, tank really significant aspects of their life for like 200 likes. Like
hey, that's a lot of likes though.
You know, yeah, 200 likes. You know, and it's fascinating to me but it's the documentary, they talk about that the like thing is literally like crack. Like it wires your brain, and there are people that they post something and then they sit there and update.
You get dopamine hits from it.
You get dopamine hits from it. And it's become just this weird, I don't know. It's become the new,
and it becomes an addiction just like any other substance.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's kind of an addiction of narcissism. It's an addiction of look at me, like me, tell me I'm pretty.
It's an addiction
of
validation.
Tell me I'm awesome. Tell me I'm great. And this goes back to all the when you see like on Facebook the people that overly post about their the family and the couple, and some of those people are just great people and they're awesome and they want to share, but so many of those people are covering up for. That's why you see on the Dateline shows, it's always the same thing. They seemed like the perfect couple, and like this lady is literally posting, you know, messages about how it's the happiest family in the world and can't, you know, live without her husband. And the husband's been like beating her, or like they have this terrible relationship, and the husband's just getting ready to, you know, to murder her. I mean, I knew someone that went and got married, and they post, and it's been a couple years, they post about their marriage, or this gal posts about her marriage all the time, continually. The wedding almost didn't happen multiple times. Like it got called off at the wedding. It was like the biggest disaster that you've ever seen. And it's like I said, the police have been called multiple. I mean, it's really bad stuff. And yet if you were to look at that page, it is a nonstop. Look how great my wedding was. And you're like, yeah, it's like, what is that?
To each their own.
Yeah, to each their own.
I'm one who thinks that if it wasn't social media, it'd be something else.
Probably.
That, you know, it's just like.
Yeah, I know.
It's just, humans have always been this way.
Yeah, someone said in 30 years, the kids will be, you know, bitching about whatever.
Something new.
It's the old, like, when you see people like, you know, it's like people show photos of people on the subway staring at their phone, but then they go back 50 years and it's people staring at newspapers.
Well, humans haven't changed.
No.
But I'm with you that social media doesn't help us.
Yeah.
I mean, but the pendulum swings back and forth with humanity all the time. Yeah. You know, we're progressing, we're falling back, we're advancing, we're devolving. You know, I just feel like it's kind of always been this way.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is just the newest incarnation.
This is the newest thing.
Yeah.
And there will be something
like
next.
Elvis was going to be the thing that was going to ruin kids forever. And then it was like what? Then the rock Beatles. And roll and the Beatles. And then it was metal with you know, and then it was rap. And then it was, you know,
as long as we're just educating people, or at least trying to educate people that want education about what these things really do.
Yeah.
Then it's like you're just an idiot if you fall. You know what I mean?
No harm, no foul. Like you know what you're getting into.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's like the concussion stuff. Like at this point, you know the information's out.
Right. Well, I had a tarantula story, but it's gonna have to wait till next week. What are we doing next? Probably wrapping this bitch up
for about 30 seconds.
All right, we'll be right back on the fan. All right, kids, stay safe out there this weekend.
Be safe out there trick-or-treating and turkey. And
it's going to be a wild one.
Yeah.
The stores are probably going to be packed.
Anyone going outside, it's just pissing rain and cold and dark. And
is it supposed to rain this weekend?
Are we back to that again?
I don't know. I think we are. Sure seems like it.
Yeah.
I'll do what I'm going to do and go belly up someplace and stay warm.
Let's take a look. I'm going to give you a weather report.
A hot weather report?
Yep, right before we leave. Oh, look, rain.
Yeah, rain. 80% and 85%.
Nailed it.
Hey, Tuesday looks like
Tuesday,
it.
Wednesday, yeah. Thursday, hell Friday.
Yeah. You can turkey bowl it.
Hell yeah, dude.
Turkey trot.
We might get a little sun on Turkey Day. I love a sunny Turkey Day. That makes me happy.
I was going to run a 5K Thanksgiving morning, but only if it was going to rain. So I hate to do it, but I can't do it now. It's too sunny.
You narcissist. That's what they say about narcissists.
I want to be invited to a turkey bowl so I can play some football. Only if it's tackle.
Against Dan Lanning.
Only if it's tackle.
All right, everybody, you all have a great weekend. We are back Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night. He got the action,
he got the motion. Red chips of Spain. Red chips.